This is Bob Blackman again speaking to you from Parker Stadium, Corvallis, Oregon, where at the halftime, Oregon State is leading the University of Southern California Trojans by a score of 3-0 on a field goal by Mike Haggard, a 30-yarder late in the second period. As we mentioned before, we have with us the governors of two great states in the western United States, Governor Ronald Reagan of California, Governor Tom McCall of our state of Oregon. And gentlemen, I would like to welcome both of you to this ball game. And I believe, Governor McCall, in deference to our visitor, I think I'm going to talk with Governor Reagan first. And are you enjoying the ball game so far?
Oh, enjoying it very much.
Might I ask you this? Being from the state of California, I know you have to root for USC. But within the state of California, Governor Reagan, can you pick out any one team that you can root for, or is this dangerous ground?
Well, this would be dangerous ground since I'm now the actually a regent of the University of California, which includes all those campuses of Cal and UCLA and so forth. And SC, of course, is one of our great independent institutions. So you're right, it would be dangerous ground for me. Obviously, today, I have a favorite.
You are safe rooting for USC today, and you are rooting for a great team, a number one team in the nation, and deservedly so. Are you at all surprised by the score at the end of the first half?
No. As a matter of fact, this OS, this Oregon State team of yours, when I started to say OS, I was looking at that OS flag down there, OSU, down in the field right now.
I thought you were going to say OSC, because they just changed it to OSU a few years ago.
Oh, no, the... this team has seemed to have the power to come up against the good ones and seems to have its greatest trouble on what should be the easy marks.
Well, Governor Reagan, I'll get back to you in just a moment. At the moment, I want to ask Governor McCall, have you made any special wagers of any kind today with Governor Reagan?
Well, we have an even-up wager, Creative Oranges versus Silver Salmon.
Would the oranges have come in honor of Orange Juice Simpson by any chance?
I hope Orange Juice Simpson doesn't deprive me of the orange juice, I'll tell you that. And he, with that 126 yards in the first half, really raised havoc. But we have another part of the bet that's quite interesting. I have to catch the salmon if I lose. The Governor Reagan has to pick the oranges if he loses.
Has he designated yet from what grove or where he's going to pick those oranges, or do you have a tree in your own yard, Governor Reagan?
No, and as a matter of fact, I was sort of sure I wasn't going to have to pick them. But I'm amazed at Tom's courage here in referring to it as a bet. You see, I was going to simply say that we had a sort of an arrangement where he was going to celebrate a USC victory by giving me a salmon.
Well, Governor Reagan, you know, when you say you're so sure of something, as I stand up, do you notice I am wearing a tuxedo to broadcast in?
I didn't know whether you'd been out late and just got here or were going someplace.
Well, I got caught. I got trapped in an overnight flight to the east to broadcast the Oregon State-Purdue game. I was wearing a tuxedo. Coach DeAndre said, Bob, he was kind of superstitious. He said, if we win today's game, he said, you're going to have to wear that tuxedo till we lose one. So you're talking about a guy being sure. I said, okay, Coach, I will. I've been wearing a tuxedo for every broadcast since that time.
Oh, that's great. You want to know that? You know, I used to be a sports announcer.
Well, I was going to bring that up next. What part of the country was it?
Back in the Midwest. I broadcast Iowa games, and we always picked up a couple of Notre Dame games during the season. And then I did the Cubs and Sox home games out of Chicago.
Were you a play-by-play announcer or a commentator, that is, a color man at the time?
No, I was play-by-play. And as a matter of fact, I share your feeling about the superstitions. I was broadcasting the Cubs when they set that never-to-be-forgotten record where to win the pennant they had to win the last 21 games of the season, and they did it. And I was so afraid I would jinx them that in broadcasting, I never once in the 21 games mentioned the standing or counted how many they'd won straight. I thought it would be like mentioning a no-hit game, that you shouldn't do it because you might jinx them.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, but people do have these superstitions and clothes for some reason around athletic people. So all of my broadcasting crew, we are all wearing exactly the same clothes that we've been wearing ever since the Purdue game. Governor Reagan, I might say that you've had a very colorful career from sportscasting into the motion pictures and now into politics, and I believe that you played a part in the great story of Newt Rockne in the movies.
Yes, that was one of the great sentimental things and a favorite that will always be a favorite part with mine. I played the Gipper, George Gipp, in the life story of Canute Rockne.
All right, back to Governor McCall here for just a moment. And Governor McCall, I understand, too, that while Governor Reagan got his start as a sportscaster, you got started as a sports writer.
That's right, Bob, and it's a good thing we have this professional background or we'd be striking each other. We're sitting right beside each other down here at the game.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask, how you were getting along side by side down there as you're both rooting for opposite teams.
Well, the governor's a perfect sport, and I'm a terrible host. I'm rooting too hard for Oregon State, but it's seems to be helping.
Well, Governor McCall, I'm sure that with your high position in the state of Oregon, you've never once regretted leaving the sports writing or the commentary field to get to the fine position that you hold now.
Well, I hope someday to get back to my first love.
Which is?
Which is the commentary writing field.
Governor McCall, Governor Reagan, we appreciate very much the time of both of you gentlemen to come with us here on our broadcast at the Half. And I know you have other folks you'd like to see. So again, thanks an awful lot. Governor McCall, Governor Reagan, a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's been just great, and I've enjoyed every minute.
And good luck to both of you as you root for your favorite team in the second half of today's game. Down on the field, the Oregon State University Band, in honor of the visiting Trojans, is forming in big block letters. They're forming USC in honor of University of Southern California. Let's pause now for our sponsors for the first half of today's broadcast with the score at the halftime. Oregon State University 3, University of Southern California Trojans 0. State University Band of the OSU fight song is their team on the far side getting ready to break onto the field. The Beavers will receive a kickoff starting this second half of action. Oregon State leading by a score of 3-0. And it was our pleasure to have Governors Ronald Reagan of California, Governor Tom McCall of the state of Oregon on here at halftime. Yes, Jim?
Did you notice even the governor of Oregon said, "That's right, Bob"?
Yes, he did. I noticed that. Unfortunately, I don't believe we got that one on tape, however. I thought we were going to have it all recorded. Hopefully somewhere, somebody along the way will have recorded that halftime, because I would like to get that, "That's right, Bob," from Governor Tom McCall. All right, Trojans have the ball. First down, 10 on their 35. I slot left, pitch out to Simpson to the short side. Gets away at the 35 and gets out to the 39 before he's finally brought down in a traffic jam. Bringing him down on the near side was right guard Bill Nelson. However, he picked up 4 yards. We'll call it 2nd and 6. For USC, Bud Gibbs.
O.J. Simpson, Bob, has some moves that are very, very unusual. Of course, we've all heard so much about him, but he uses his blockers until he gets to the line of scrimmage very, very well. And then when he goes off on his own, he has some very unusual moves. He is just a tremendous back.
Make a great dancer, wouldn't he?
He
tap
sure
dancer,
would.
Ballet. He's got those quick feet and quick ankles. Soggy hands up. Up the middle goes the fullback, Dan Scott. He runs hard, gets over the line of scrimmage, and out to about the 44-yard line before linebacker Skip Vanderbunt brings him down. So it'll be 3rd down and 1 yard to go as he picks up 5 on that play. The Trojans in 1st downs today have a total of 6. Oregon State has only 2. Bob Miller going in as Klein comes out at the tight end spot for the Trojans. Trojans have been running out of the I-slot formation most of the day today. In this particular play, Lawrence is the slot back to the right. McCullough is the split end wide to the right. Soggy starting to the left on the keeper. Breaks over tackle. Makes the first down. Fumbles the scramble for it, and I believe the Beavers have it. Harry Gunner belted the quarterback, Steve Soggy, who fumbled the ball. It popped out of his arm, squirted to the near side where Skip Vanderbilt and Mike Foote both fell on it, and I'm not sure to which one we give the credit. So it is 1st and 10, Oregon State on the USC 47-yard line. It's a nothing-to-nothing ball game, and a tremendous crowd enjoying it to the hilt here this afternoon. Priest at quarterback, Hans Daniard, big hole over the right side, gets to the 40, down to the Trojan 37, 38-yard line. Very near a 1st down is the linebacker Adrian Young and the left halfback Bill Jaroncic bring him down. They put it on the 37.5-yard line where it'll be 2nd and 1 yard to go. Bud, did you have something a moment ago?
I was going to say on that option play on the fumble, Bob, that Steve Soggy made the critical error that a quarterback should never make. He made the lateral after he no longer had control of the football, and that's what caused the fumble.
All right, the Trojans in a 5-3 defense. Priest gives to the second man through. Billy Main makes the 1st down. Whips a big hole through the Trojan line as he goes down to the 30-yard line. A gain of 7. Linebacker Jim Snow brought him down. Oregon State tangling with the nation's number one team, the USC Trojans. On that play, they fake to Enyart. It's not the I formation. It was out of the full house tee. They fake to Enyart, and then the second man coming in from the left on a counter or cross buck play was Billy Main. Full house tee backfield. 1st and 10 Beavers. USC 30. Give to Enyart. Big hole, left side. Enyart inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Brought down again by linebacker Adrian Young. Ty Salnes, the Rover linebacker, in on the tackle. A gain of 4 yards for Enyart. How many yards does Enyart have there, Jim?
7 carries and 40 yards, Bob.
Well, today it could be a battle of Enyart at fullback for the Beavers versus Orange Juice Simpson at halfback for the Trojans. We say halfback, he's actually the tailback in the eye. Trojans in a 6-2 defense this time. Priest keeps on the option as he goes right, gets over the 25 to about the 24. This actually is about the first time Oregon State's option play has not lost yardage. This time, Priest faked, but tucked the ball into the tummy very quickly, slanted to the right side as he turned the corner, got to the 24-yard line for a gain of 2 before, again, linebacker Adrian Young brought him down. Priest, by the way, in rushing this year has been averaging a little over 3 yards per carry. All right, the Beavers at the line of scrimmage. And Steve Priest is asking for the crowd to quiet, and they do immediately. Oregon State third down and about 3 yards to go for the first down. Priest to Enyart, finding his way through left tackle, gets down close to the 20-yard line. I do not believe it's a first down, but it will be very close. And now Coach DeAndros is going to have to make the choice. He has Larry Rich and Mike Haggard on the far side, ready to come in, possibly. However, they're going to call for a measurement as the ball is put down inches outside the 20. Linebacker Jim Snow made the tackle on the play. We'll have to wait. From here, it appears that the ball is far enough, the nose of it far enough ahead for the first down, if the yard markers aren't angled a little bit in the middle of the field. It is first and 10. I tell you, today we'll be battling a crowd all day. I hope you folks around the Northwest will be able to hear us all the way. I'm sure that today we have one of the largest football listening audiences ever in the Pacific Northwest. And at halftime, we'll have the governors of our two great states in the West, or two of the great states, Governor Tom McCall of Oregon, Governor Ronald Reagan of California, as our special guest. All right, first and 10 for the Beavers on the Trojan 20-yard line. Priest at quarterback. Hans Enyart, right guard, 2-3 yards down to about the 17-yard line. Goes Bill Enyart. Enyart following in behind the right side of his line. Ball is down on the 17-yard line. Willard Scott, left tackle, made the stop on the play. At left guard, Dave Marlette, probably one of the most underrated football players in the nation. Gets up off the turf. He's got one of the dirtiest jerseys out here today. In there at right guard is Clyde Smith. He was the guy who opened the hole on that last one. Roger Stalick at right tackle. Give to Enyart. Right tackle. Gets inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Well, Enyart picked up 3 on the first one. He picked up 3 on this one. If Enyart can go for 3 every time, he'll be in the end zone in about 2 minutes. But you got to make the 3 every time. It's third down. 4 yards to go on the 14 of the Trojans. And again, the left tackle, Willard Scott, and the left linebacker, Jim Snow, brought him down. A nothing-to-nothing ball game at Parker Stadium in Corvallis, a very fast-moving game. 6 minutes left in the first half of action. Donnie Summers has gone out. Jerry Belcher is in at the left halfback spot. Billy Main at right. Enyart at the full. Cantlin split in wide to the right. Priest at quarterback against the Trojan 7-man line. Billy Main crossing in from the right side, and he gets tangled up with a bunch of Trojans. First man on him, Willard Scott, who rode him to the ground with the help of a couple of others on the right side. So they are now on the Trojan 13-yard line. Here comes Mike Haggard on the field. Well, Bud Gibbs, this could be one of the biggest, what would you call it, biggest feet or biggest foots of the day, depending on whether he makes it or not.
Surely can, Bob. That last play, you noticed, I'm sure, was deliberately designed to put Billy Main in front of the goalpost when he ended up, and that's where he is. So Haggard has a good shot at the goalpost.
All right, Mike Haggard has made 7 field goals out of 12 attempts. Larry Rich will put down on the 20. It's snapped back. Here goes the kick. It's on the way. It's good. And so for Mike Haggard, it was a feat for the foot. He split the uprights, although Tony Terry, the defensive right tackle, came out to argue with the referee that he thought it was wide to the far side. And Oregon State goes into a 3-0 lead with 5 minutes and 2 seconds left in the first half. 9 plays downfield, 47 yards, following the fumble recovery by two men, Skip Vanderbunt and Mike Foote. We'll have to wait till the official play-by-play comes in to see to whom they officially give the fumble recovery. From our vantage point, both men were on the ball at the same time. So Mike Haggard has put Oregon State out in front of the Trojans 3-0. as the Beavers battle their way down to the 14-yard line. His field goal was a 30-yarder, which was kicked from the 20. Haggard will again put the foot to the ball as he is the kickoff specialist for Oregon State.
Number 17, Mike Haggard, to kick off for Oregon State.
The deep man will be Jim Lawrence.
Deep for Southern Cal.
Lawrence is deep, and Jerry Shaw will be the close man up. The first time Haggard's kick was short, it went to Shaw. Shaw on the 20, Lawrence on the 10. Haggard getting ready to kick from just a little ways inside the hash mark on the near side of the field as the Beavers are kicking towards the south end of Parker Stadium. Referee checks with Haggard. Here he is on his way forward. It's not a long kick. It'll be Lawrence moving over, taking it on the 7-yard line. Out to the 10, running hard, the 15, the 20. He gets tackled up there on about the 24-yard line. And who is the bulldog at the bottom of the pile who made the tackle? Number 44 for the Beavers. Wally Johnson, a linebacker who got in on the kickoff. Wally Johnson grabbed him by one hand along with Bob Jeremiah, but Johnson was the guy who grabbed him and really tilted him upward. First and 10 Trojans. Let's say it's on the 25. It's just about a foot shy. I formation, slot left. O.J. Simpson, the deep man. The short man is Dan Scott. The quarterback is Steve Sauge against the Beaver 5-2 defense. Hand off to Simpson. Right side, he gets laid over the turf on the 26-yard line or 25-yard line by Jess Lewis. And the Trojans will know they're up against a rugged one. Well, as a matter of fact, Bud Gibbs, Coach Johnny McKay picked out Jess Lewis as one of the fine linemen on the coast.
Well, he has been that all year long, Bob, and he made a fine play on Simpson on this last one.
Oregon State leading by a score of 3-0. 4.5 minutes left in the first half as the Trojans have it 2nd and 9. As Simpson picked up 1 yard. Fake to the fullback. Back to pass. Sauge fires one. His man is in the clear out to the left, but he falls down as he catches the ball, and he was wide open. Bob Miller, the tight end, was wide open up on the 28-yard line. He caught the pass. Actually, it's going to be good for a net gain of only 2 yards, and he was as wide open as a man could be. He might have been off and running all the way, Bud, if he hadn't have caught that ball off balance and fallen backwards.
I think there's every chance that he could have gone all the way, Bob, because that play completely fooled the Beaver defense, and I'm sure we'll see that play again before the afternoon's over.
Up go the umbrellas as down comes a little bit of rain here at Parker Stadium. Trojans 3rd down, 6. High slot right. Fake to Simpson. Here's a reverse play. Phil McCullough coming around, or Jim Lawrence, rather. Lawrence gets over the 30, but is brought down up on the 33-yard line by the defensive right end, Mike Foote. And Whitney came up from the defensive halfback position. Simpson comes off the field limping. Or Lawrence, I mean. Lawrence coming off the field limping. And Sauge comes out of action as it's 4th and 2, and the Trojans are going to have to punt with Pat Cashman coming in. Cashman has averaged 32 yards per kick. Beavers have 3 men deep. There's a low kick. It'll be taken on the near side on the 30-yard line. Back out over the 35, up the sidelines, and stepping out of bounds at about the 40-yard line goes Mark Walatich with the ball. A 10-yard return. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Beavers at that point.
Bob, the USC kicking game, particularly their punting game, is perhaps the biggest weakness they have. And in a game like this one that started out to be, this could be a very important factor before the afternoon's over.
A 38-yard kick by Cashman. Oregon State Priest Engineering, the club at quarterback, lining up with Roger Catlin, split end. Give Dan your big hole. Left tackle gets into the secondary to about the 43 or 44-yard line. And still buses are showing up following a tremendous traffic jam here in Corvallis. Adrian Young made the stop on that play. I don't know who put the stopper on the traffic. People came early from Portland today. We were held up by a big traffic jam. Still buses coming in. We drove all the way down through Halsey to get here. 2nd down, 7. Crossbuck play. Billy Mann gets out over the 45 to about the 47-yard line. The thing that has to impress you about the Beaver running backs today, Bud, we recall the USC running backs of last year who seemed to explode before they got to the line of scrimmage and almost always seemed to have enough power to get that extra yard or two. The Beaver backs today seem to be running as hard as those Trojan backs were in that victory last year.
Well, this is as well balanced a running backfield as you'll ever see on a college football team, Bob, and this point has been pretty well recognized across the United States. There are four backs that can run in there all the time.
Third down and three. They give to Edgar, and Billy Main, he makes the first down. Billy Main slanting over left guard. A great hole opened up by Dave Marlette as Main gets over the 50 and down to the Trojan 46-and-a-half-yard line. Safety man Mike Battle brought him down. The Beavers are getting some tremendous blocking up front. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the first half of action as the Beavers break out of the huddle. They do not have much time to get the ball down into scoring or field goal position. They're on the Trojan 46-and-a-half. Enyard over the right side, gets over the 45 to about the 44-yard line. Jim Fisher pointing out in first downs that for Oregon State, that was their fifth all by rushing. The Trojans have six all by rushing. There has not been a first down today by passing. Bud, what are you pointing to down here?
Timeout, Oregon State, Bud.
Oh, I'm as you were pointing, I didn't see him call, and I thought you were pointing to something going on down in the stand. So with the timeout and 1:15 left in the first half of action in a very fast first half, the score is Oregon State 3, USC nothing. Well, now the strike is over and Ford is back in production. Right now is the time to order your leased car from Joe Fisher Ford. Call Ray Gentile or Ralph Holzapfel. Ask them about the advantages of leasing your new 1968 Ford. Easy monthly lease payments. The gentleman from Joe Fisher will gladly help you select whatever model or style Ford you desire. By ordering right now, you'll be assured of prompt delivery. Also, remember, if you need a car for a few days or a few weeks, you can rent a new Ford for just $395 a day plus mileage. Further proof that when you see Joe, you save dough. At 1313 West Burnside, where you get free inside parking. We have a lot of bands that are here today. They'll be playing at the half, but not mass bands on the field. We have the U.S. Air Force Academy Drum and Bugle Corps from Colorado Springs, the Army ROTC from OSU, Navy ROTC Drum and Bugle Corps and Marching Unit from Oregon State, the 234th Army National Guard Band from Portland, the Air Force ROTC from OSU, 25th Army National Guard Band from Caldwell, Idaho, the Oregon State University Football Band, high school bands from Springfield, Chemawa, Gresham, Corvallis, Scio, Silverton, Andrew Jackson High of Portland, Albany, Newport, Philomath, North Marion, Lebanon, Park Rose, Malala, State and Sweet Home, the All-American Drum and Bugle Corps from Bellevue and the McLaren Drum and Bugle Corps from Woodburg. We have a lot of musicians participating here today. We'll have a lot of music at the halftime. Right now, the Beavers with 1:15 to go to the half. Line up at the line of scrimmage, second down and eight. Priest is back to pass, fires a long one downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete as Gary Hauser, the tight end, had the ball tipped away, and then as Hauser went down behind Battle and Juronsik, who both tipped the ball, Hauser had a chance, but the ball slipped off the fingertips as he was down on the turf. Incompleted pass stops the clock. Third down, 8 yards for the Beavers on the 44-yard line. Bobby Mays coming into the backfield for Billy Main. He'll play at a halfback. Mays goes either at quarter or half. Clock shows 1:10 to go. With Mays coming in, as speedy as he is, you might look for a streak pass pattern. I don't know. Just straight down and throw it long and hope he runs under it. They're going to give it to him on that counter play. He breaks over the 40. He's to the 35 on his feet at the 30. He's at the 25, the 20. He's down to the 17-yard line before he's brought down. Bobby Mays and the Beavers call timeout. On the University of Southern California 44-yard line, Bobby Mays on that play that we described earlier, which was a new one put in today. It's a reverse play in which the fullback Enyard leads the way to the left. Everybody on the team starts that way, and then Bobby Mays comes back to the right on a counter reverse play, on pretty much of a naked reverse because he's all by himself out there, but he broke on through, gets all the way down to the University of Southern California, they say the 19-yard line where he was brought down, first and 10 for the Beavers at that point on this timeout. Bud?
Bob, that is all the more remarkable that a boy like Bobby Mays could come off the bench and make a big play like that one, because here he has not been in action as yet, and there's been this tremendous activity on the field, and he comes in at a crucial time, and he bursts through that hole, and he almost went all the way. That's a fantastic play by Bobby Mays, great blocking up front, and it almost went the distance.
Bobby Mays, one of the great sprinters on the Oregon State track team, and now the Beavers, with the clock showing 59 seconds, are on the Trojan 19-yard line. Hand off to Enyard. Down the middle he goes to the 15-yard line. A gain of 4 yards by Enyart. The clock is still moving at 50 seconds. The Beavers are lining up to run a quick play. Gary Magner, the right tackle, made the stop. Clock shows 43 seconds. Enyart on a counterplay, gives to Main, dives up the middle, gets down to about the 13-yard line, and this time they're going to stop the clock for the timeout, or are they? No, the clock is still rolling at 33 seconds to go. The ball is put down just inside the 15. It's third and a long 5 yards. Priest Enyart on the left side. Enyart gets down to about the 12-yard line. 22 seconds to go. That was a third down play. It was shy of the first down by 2 yards. And now Oregon State is asking for the timeout. And once again, they find themselves in perfect field goal condition. Gary Magner and Adrian Young again made the stop on the play. And onto the field, Mike Haggard. We incidentally have the governors that are going to be appearing with us at halftime, Governor Reagan of California, Governor McCall of our state of Oregon, already in our broadcasting booth, so we will be chatting with them about this ball game immediately following the end of the first half. I know you folks will enjoy hearing from these two fine and distinguished gentlemen. The Beavers have a 4th and 2. The ball is on the USC 12-yard line. It is not quite squarely between the sideline stripes, but very close. The clock shows 22 seconds to go. The Beavers lead 3-0. Larry Rich will hold on the 18-yard line. It will be a 28-yard field goal if he makes it. Waiting for the snap from center. John Didion over the ball. Here's the snap. Larry Rich puts it down. Haggard's kick is on the way. It's no good. No good. Wide to the right. It is wide to the right. And so the Beavers this time, on a great sprint by Bobby Mays, getting them down into scoring territory. This time, Mike Haggard has a slightly shorter field goal attempt than the previous time, was just a little to the right. And so with 18 seconds left in the first half, the score remains Oregon State 3, University of Southern California 0. In what has been a great defensive battle in this first half, the field is damp, but so far it has actually not seemingly hampered either team too much. O.J. Simpson has picked up well over 100 yards so far, I believe. Jim, you have those statistics on him. He's picked up 127 yards in 15 carries. I formation for the Trojans, slot right. Soggy is back on the draw play. Simpson has it, but he's going to be ridden to the ground behind the line of scrimmage by John Sandstrom and Skip Vanderbunt, back on the 18-yard line for a loss of 2. The clock ticking away with 5 seconds left in the first half, and the Trojans undoubtedly will not be able to get away another play. And there's the gun that sounds the end of the first half with the score, Oregon State University 3, the University of Southern California Trojans 0.
Well, the first half of excitement is over in the Oregon State USC football game, and it's all been presented to you by Joe Fisher Ford. And when I say see the gentleman at Joe Fisher Ford, I really mean gentleman in every sense of the word.
Yes, and two perfect examples are Mac McHenry and Pete Dalton, who have been with us for many years. They'll be happy to show you the large selection of 68 Fords we have on display, and they'll tell you all about the tremendous savings you can get on a 68 Ford at Joe Fisher Ford. Because of the strike, we're way behind on our annual sales volume, so we're going all out to make up for the lost time by offering fantastic values. We have a good selection of new 1968 Fords on hand right now, and new ones arriving every day. So see us for your new 1968 Ford.
And because Joe Fisher is the Northwest's largest automotive dealer, you'll find the best selection, fastest delivery, and lowest prices at Double Lucky 1313 West Burnside, Joe Fisher Ford, where right now you get free inside parking.
This is Bob Blackman again speaking to you from Parker Stadium, Corvallis, Oregon, where at the halftime, Oregon State is leading the University of Southern California Trojans by a score of 3-0 on a field goal by Mike Haggard, a 30-yarder late in the second period. As we mentioned before, we have with us the governors of two great states in the western United States, Governor Ronald Reagan of California, Governor Tom McCall of our state of Oregon. And gentlemen, I would like to welcome both of you to this ball game. And I believe, Governor McCall, in deference to our visitor, I think I'm going to talk with Governor Reagan first. And are you enjoying the ball game so far?
Oh, enjoying it very much.
Might I ask you this? Being from the state of California, I know you have to root for USC. But within the state of California, Governor Reagan, can you pick out any one team that you can root for, or is this dangerous ground?
Well, this would be dangerous ground since I'm now the... actually a regent of the University of California, which includes all those campuses of Cal and UCLA and so forth. And SC, of course, is one of our great independent institutions. So you're right, it would be dangerous ground for me. Obviously, today, I have a favorite.
You are safe rooting for USC today, and you are rooting for a great team, a number one team in the nation, and deservedly so. Are you at all surprised by the score at the end of the first half?
No. As a matter of fact, this OS, this Oregon State team of yours, when I started to say OS, I was looking at that OS flag down there, OSU, down in the field right now.
I thought you were going to say OSC because they just changed it to OSU a few years ago.
Oh, no, this team has seemed to have the power to come up against the good ones and seems to have its greatest trouble on what should be the easy marks.
Well, Governor Reagan, I'll get back to you in just a moment. At the moment, I want to ask Governor McCall, have you made any special wagers of any kind today with Governor Reagan?
Well, we have an even-up wager, creative oranges versus silver salmon.
Would the oranges have come in honor of Orange Juice Simpson by any chance?
I hope Orange Juice Simpson doesn't deprive me of the orange juice, I'll tell you that. And he, with that 126 yards in the first half, really raised havoc. But we have another part of the bet that's quite interesting. I have to catch the salmon if I lose. The Governor Reagan has to pick the oranges if he loses.
Has he designated yet from what grove or where he's going to pick those oranges, or do you have a tree in your own yard, Governor Reagan?
No, and as a matter of fact, I was sure I wasn't going to have to pick them. But I'm amazed at Tom's courage here in referring to it as a bet, you see. I was going to simply say that we had a sort of an arrangement where he was going to celebrate a USC victory by giving me a salmon.
Well, Governor Reagan, you know, when you say you're so sure of something, as I stand up, do you notice I am wearing a tuxedo to broadcast in?
I didn't know whether you'd been out late and just got here or were going someplace.
Well, I got caught. I got trapped in an overnight flight to the east to broadcast the Oregon State-Purdue game. I was wearing a tuxedo. Coach DeAndre said, Bob, he was kind of superstitious. He said, if we win today's game, he said, you're going to have to wear that tuxedo till we lose one. So you're talking about a guy being sure. I said, okay, Coach, I will. I've been wearing a tuxedo for every broadcast since that time.
Oh, that's great. You want to know something? You know, I used to be a sports announcer.
Well, I was going to bring that up next. What part of the country was it?
Back in the Midwest. I broadcast Iowa games, and we always picked up a couple of Notre Dame games during the season. And then I did the Cubs and Sox home games out of Chicago.
Were you a play-by-play announcer or a commentator that is a color man at the time?
No, I was play-by-play. And as a matter of fact, I share your feeling about the superstitions. I was broadcasting the Cubs when they set that never-to-be-forgotten record where to win the pennant they had to win the last 21 games of the season, and they did it. And I was so afraid I would jinx them that in broadcasting, I never once in the 21 games mentioned the standing or counted how many they'd won straight. I thought it would be like mentioning a no-hit game, that you shouldn't do it because you might jinx them.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, but people do have these superstitions and clothes for some reason around athletic people. So all of my broadcasting crew, we are all wearing exactly the same clothes that we've been wearing ever since the Purdue game. Governor Reagan, I might say that you've had a very colorful career from sportscasting into the motion pictures and now into politics, and I believe that you played a part in the great story of Newt Rockne in the movies.
Yes, that was one of the great sentimental things and a favorite that will always be a favorite part with mine. I played the Gipper, George Gipp, in the life story of Canute Rockne.
All right, back to Governor McCall here for just a moment. And Governor McCall, I understand, too, that while Governor Reagan got his start as a sportscaster, you got started as a sports writer.
That's right, Bob, and it's a good thing we have this professional background or we'd be striking each other. We're sitting right beside each other down here at the game.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask, how you were getting along side by side down there as you're both rooting for opposite teams.
Well, the governor's a perfect sport, and I'm a terrible host. I'm rooting too hard for Oregon State, but it seems to be helping.
Well, Governor McCall, I'm sure that with your high position in the state of Oregon, you've never once regretted leaving the sports writing or the commentary field to get to the fine position that you hold now.
Well, I hope someday to get back to my first love.
Which is?
Which is the commentary writing field.
Governor McCall, Governor Reagan, we appreciate very much the time of both of you gentlemen to come with us here on our broadcast at the half, and I know you have other folks you'd like to see. So again, thanks an awful lot. Governor McCall, Governor Reagan, a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's been just great, and I've enjoyed every minute.
And good luck to both of you as you root for your favorite team in the second half of today's game. Down on the field, the Oregon State University Band, in honor of the visiting Trojans, is forming in big block letters, they're forming USC in honor of University of Southern California. Let's pause now for our sponsors for the first half of today's broadcast with the score at the halftime, Oregon State University 3, University of Southern California Trojans, nothing.
Well, Jim, I know our listeners appreciate the fact that you and your firm have been actively supporting Oregon State football for the past 4 years now. Why are you such avid supporters of Oregon State athletics?
Well, of course we're proud of these boys. And Oregon State, to my father and I, represents what we expect in our organization. This year's football team is an outstanding group of young men. They have a winning attitude, they have discipline, and they're a great credit to their school. This is what we try to instill in our own organization at Joe Fisher Ford. We believe that a forthright approach to business is the best approach. We employ the same type of people you would welcome to your home as friends. Forthright and honest business practice has been a family tradition at Joe Fisher Ford, and we will continue to conduct business in the best interest of our customers. In this way, we know we will continue to grow and continue to give our customers the best values for their money.
It's with genuine pride that we invite you to see the gentleman at Joe Fisher Ford. You too can enjoy doing business with a firm that has built a solid foundation on the principles and ideals of good business. Joe Fisher Ford offers the best possible service, a superior product, and competitive prices. Joe Fisher Ford, 1313 West Burnside.
Here at halftime, we have some scores that the flagship of our network, KEX in Portland, has just given us. And I might mention that prior to the game today, in Dee's office, and he took it on into the dressing room, a telegram which was started by KEX and in which we had about 4,000 or 5,000 signatures was delivered to Dee from well-wishers from all over the Pacific Northwest. And he thought it was great, and so did the boys on the team. All right, in scores, as a final, Notre Dame has beat Pittsburgh 38-0. Georgia defeated Florida 16-7. Yale beat Penn 44-22. Michigan defeated Illinois 21-14. At the first quarter, UCLA is leading Washington 21-0. Here's a final. Columbia beat Dartmouth 7-3. Final, Indiana edged Michigan State 14-13. And those Indiana Hoosiers may just roll right onto the Rose Bowl. They've been eking them out, but they're still undefeated. Purdue walloped Minnesota 41-12. That might end Minnesota's Rose Bowl hopes. Penn State beat North Carolina State in an upset 13-8. North Carolina State had been undefeated and rated as high as number 2 in some areas. First quarter, Stanford and Oregon are 0-0. Cornell and Brown, final 14 all tied. Syracuse defeated Holy Cross 41-7. Army defeated Utah 22-0. Duke defeated Navy 35-16. Tennessee defeated Tulane 35-14. Ohio State beating Wisconsin 17-15, and Florida beating Georgia 17-16. And now it's time to welcome the sponsor to the second half of today's broadcast, to be brought to you by the Union Oil Company of California. To invite you folks to stop in at your nearest Union Oil station and be a winner. You not only can get powerful Royal 76 gasoline plus other fine products and services, but now you may win up to $5,000. That's the top cash prize in Union Oil's new game, 76 Jumbo Jackpot. Thousands of other cash prizes too, $1, $5, $10, $20, and $100. Over 360,000 prizes in all. Be sure to pick up a free 76 Jumbo Jackpot ticket every time you see your participating Union Oil dealer. You don't have to buy a thing. There's no obligation. Simply save your 76 Jumbo Jackpot tickets, and when you get the right side of one ticket that combines with the left side of another to give you three matching jackpot symbols, you win cash. There are thousands of instant winners with the cash paid to you right in the stations. So get in the game, 76 Jumbo Jackpot. Here at halftime, the scoreboard shows Oregon State in the lead by a score of 3-0. It was on the strength of a field goal by Mike Haggard in the first half with 5 minutes and 2 seconds remaining. Skip Vanderbunt had recovered a fumble. Bill Enyart had, principally on the running of Bill Enyart, they moved the ball down to the USC 17-yard line, or actually down to the 14-yard line was where they finally snapped the ball from the 14-yard line. They kicked the field goal from the 20, which actually made it a 30-yard field goal. So at the half, it is 3-0. Here are the halftime statistics. Jim Fisher has been compiling them for us during the first half and has come out right on the nose of the official statistics. First downs, each team has 6. In rushing yardage, Oregon State has 118, USC has 151. But get this, of USC's 151, O.J. Simpson has 131 yards. He has carried 18 times, averaged 7.3. And so the Trojans today are going with their best against Oregon State. And no question about USC going with their best as hard as they can. They are meeting an Oregon State team today which is determined to do what they have done to the high-rated teams in the nation earlier this year. They defeated number 2 Purdue. They tied UCLA last week. And now today taking on the team that has been rated number 1 ever since the beginning of the season, USC. Bill Enyard has been the workhorse for Oregon State with 14 carries, 65 yards, averaging 4.6. Billy Main has carried 9 times for 30 yards, 3.3. The one big gainer for the Beavers, Bobby Mays, who has carried once for 25 yards. Priest has attempted 2 passes, completed none. For Southern California, Steve Sauge has completed 3 out of 4, but only for a net 10 yards. Fumbles, Oregon State has not fumbled. USC has fumbled once and lost the ball. That was the one which set up Oregon State's opportunity to score. And this, Bud Gibbs, I know you'll have to agree that in as hard-fought game as this, this has to be one of the most unusual statistics that I think I've ever seen. At the end of the first half, Oregon State has no penalties. USC has been penalized 5 yards.
Yes, I think this is remarkable, Bob. When you have a situation where you have two fine, powerful, well-coached teams that are meeting on a big Saturday afternoon, and there have been many collisions on the field, lots of hard hitting, but as you mentioned, no penalties except for the one backfield in motion. I think that's very remarkable. It speaks awfully well for the caliber of the coaches and the young men out there meeting this afternoon.
We incidentally, while they are giving away things down on the field, I would like to name the winners of each one getting a pair of tickets to the University of Oregon, Oregon State football game at Autzen Stadium next Saturday at Eugene. Union Oil Company dealers, Ray Goodenough at 6717 East Mill Plain in Vancouver, Washington, and Bill Faulkner on Highway 229 in Siletz, Oregon. To each one of these gentlemen will go a pair of tickets to the Oregon-Oregon State football game at Autzen Stadium next week in Eugene. And our regular broadcasting crew will be on hand at that time to again present the complete play-by-play report and to bring you, beginning at 1:05, the very popular Dee Andros, head football coach of Oregon State, on the Dee Andros Show. Fellows around the Pacific Northwest, I believe it's about time for an identification of our stations for 10 seconds over this special Oregon State football network.
One moment, please.
Bob Blackman again here from Parker Stadium in Corvallis, Oregon. Halftime, it's 3-0 with Oregon State University leading over the University of Southern California Trojans. We do not have the official attendance as yet here today. However, because of the fact that all seats are gone, the fact that there is standing room only around the corners of the stadium, I would go on to say or estimate that we have at least the 41,000 here, the capacity of the stadium. But regardless, we have the largest crowd ever to witness a sports event here in the state of Oregon. And we do have a little bit of rain coming down here again. It's not a very heavy rain. Some umbrellas are up, but there is a slight drizzle here at halftime. The crowd oohing and aahing over the announced score that we gave you just a few moments ago of UCLA leading Washington at the end of the first quarter, 21-0. Those Bruins, apparently after last week's tie with Oregon State, ought to prove something today, and the Huskies at the moment are on the short end of the stick. Over the PA system at the moment, they are giving some scores which we had given you earlier. Do cold winter drafts in your home win the battle with your furnace? Now is the time to do something about it. Install a new Union 76 certified flame control unit on your burner. This exclusive new attachment from Union Oil can make any burner brand new. The 76 certified flame control unit shapes the flame to whip up a whirlwind of heat that gives every drop of oil extra heating power. The 76 certified flame control unit is now an integral part of all new Union 76 oil burners. a Union 76 oil burner equipped with a new flame control unit can save you enough money in heating oil bills to pay for itself in 3 to 5 years. In fact, your estimated fuel savings is certified to you in writing. Call your Union oil dealer now. He'll be glad to look at your furnace system and estimate for you just how much oil you could be saving with these new operational techniques from Union Oil. Here come the Trojans onto the field. Oregon State will not be far behind, and when their team breaks down onto the field, you're going to hear a tremendous roar here from Parker Stadium. A couple of other notes that I'd like to pass along your way. Northwest Conference football action today. Pacific will be at Lewis and Clark. Willamette U at Linfield. That will be tonight. Pacific Lutheran at Whitman. And the Portland Buckaroo Hockey Club will be playing tonight against Vancouver in Portland and tomorrow against Seattle in Portland. So the hockey boys will have a big weekend also. Trojans are on the field and have already crossed to the near side, led by Coach Johnny McKay, assisted by Dave Levy, Jim Strangeland, Marv Goo, Dick Curry, Phil Kruger, Craig Furtick, and Rod Humanek. Here come the Beavers onto the field, led by Coach D. Androsen. Listen to the crowd welcome them. State University Band of the OSU fight song is their team on the far side getting ready to break onto the field. The Beavers will receive the kickoff starting this second half of action. Oregon State leading by a score of 3-0. And it was our pleasure to have Governors Ronald Reagan of California, Governor Tom McCall of the state of Oregon on here at halftime. Yes, Jim?
Did you notice even the governor of Oregon said, "That's right, Bob"?
Yes, he did. I noticed that. Unfortunately, I don't believe we got that one on tape, however. I thought we were going to have it all recorded. Hopefully somewhere, somebody along the way will have recorded that halftime, because I would like to get that "That's right, Bob" from Governor Tom McCall. Oregon State had 36 plays from scrimmage in the first half. USC had 32, pointed out here by Bud Ossie. All right. Bud Gibbs, Jim Fisher, Bud Ossie, and yours truly, Bob Blackman, all set. For the second half of action from Parker Stadium, the Beavers lead 3-0. Rasevich kicking off. It's a deep kick floating down, taken back on the 5-yard line by Billy Maine. He's back to the 15, the 20. He breaks away and goes out to about the 23 or 24-yard line. Billy Maine brought down on the play by Steve Swanson, linebacker on the left side, a Pico Rivera senior. All right, the Beavers first and 10 on their 24-yard line. They are moving from our left to our right towards the south end of the stadium, and a fresh breeze has just picked up. May hopefully blow some clouds out of here. Very light sprinkle coming down, not very much at all. The field, of course, is quite damp. Roger Cantlin split end wide to the left. The quarterback is Priest. Hands off to Enyard. Big hole, right tackle over the 25, out to about the 28-yard line. About a 4-yard gain by Bill Enyard. Enyard, as we mentioned in that first half of action, was the workhorse for the Beavers, carrying 14 times for 65 yards. Second down, 6 yards to go. Slot formation left. Billy Maine is the slot back, Cantlin the split end. Running backs are Donnie Summers on the left, Bill Enyard on the left, Summers on the right. It's to Enyard, quick opener, left guard. He gets over the line of scrimmage, up over the 30 to about the 31 at the most. That was a second and 6. If he gets to the 31, it'll be 3rd and 3, and that's what they give him. A gain of 3 yards, Bud Gibbs.
I'm sure that Enyard and Priest and the Beavers are happy to settle for a short gain on that play. Priest bobbled the ball, and it would have been a very, very bad place to have a fumble prop up, but it almost happened.
3rd down 3. The Beavers in their own territory as the second half just underway, with Oregon State leading 3-0. Trojans are playing today at the moment a 6-2 defense. They have shifted from a 5-3 to a 6-2. Middle of the line gets clobbered up as Billy Maine tries to cross Buck in there, gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. Adrian Young up off the bottom of the pile, along with another dirty shirt who's been in there a lot today, Willard Scott, sophomore from Los Angeles Manual Arts High School. Willard Scott, only a sophomore in the kind of ball he's played today. Remember his name. He appears to be one of the great futures for the Trojans. Gary Hauser is back to kick. Hauser has punted them today, 59, 36, and 41 yards. Back deep, safety man Mike Battle gets a low kick. Battle will take it back on his 24-yard line. He's back at the 30, runs into one of his own men, and then gets tackled hard at about the 31. Mike Battle ran into his own man as he came back up there. He ran into Bill Jurancic, and Billy Maine was down there like a flash and belted him on the 31-yard line, a 46-yard kick by Hauser. And so the Beavers lead 3-0 as we are 2 minutes into the second half of action. The Trojans at the line of scrimmage on their 31, first and 10. This time they flank McCullough wide to the right. They're coming out in a pro set this time with Lawrence wide to the left. It's the first time they've used this particular offensive formation. Inside pitch out, O.J. Simpson up to the 35-yard line, a gain of four. Simpson brought down by Bill Nelson, Skip Vanderbunt, and Ron Bowling. It'll be second down six for the Trojans as O.J. Simpson continues to have one of his great days, and yet the Trojans have yet to hit the scoreboard. Union Oil Company of California presenting this half of action. They come out again in the pro set out of the I formation this time. Soggy is the quarterback and has been all the way today for the Trojans. Give to the second man through. Simpson up the middle. Still does not make the first down as he gets up over the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Ganged up in the middle again. Lewis, Boley. Also up off the bottom of the stack is a dirty jersey, number 82, Mike Foote.
Bob, we can never remember seeing a team, a great team, where one player carries the ball as much as Simpson does, yet he doesn't seem to wear down. He carries the ball better than 30 times a game, and he's just as strong as he goes along as he is at the beginning.
Carried it 18 times in the first half. It's third down and a long 2 yards to go. Soggy on the keeper will make the first down. Breaks in the open to the 40. The 45, and he's ridden to the ground by Skip Vanderbunt out of the 49-yard line as Soggy rambles for 11 yards. A well-called play that time as the Beavers apparently looking for Simpson. This time, Soggy started right in a quick sprint out, kept the ball, turned the corner outside right end, had clear going until Vanderbunt got him on the USC 49. The Trojans this time flanking Ron Drake as the split end wide to the right. The flanker back wide left is McCullough. So they actually have their two split ends in there. At the moment, Soggy fumbles the ball. He recovers it back on the USC 43-yard line. It'll be a loss of 6 yards, a Soggy fumble. Ron Boley was right in on top of him. So the Trojans will have a second and 16. That's the second fumble of the afternoon. The first time Soggy fumbled, the Beavers recovered. And fumbling has been one of the Trojans' big faults this year. Despite that, they have had enough power to overpower the other teams, and it normally has come in the fourth quarter. They have scored 81 points in the fourth quarter this year. Coming out on that pro set I formation, a fake to the second man through, and a loss back to the 47-yard line as the Beavers break through on a broken play. Soggy could not get rid of the ball back there. He was brought down by Skip Vanderbunt. They ride in. Rich LaSalle was also in there. But
Bob, that play was the halfback draw where Soggy wanted to hand off to Simpson, but Simpson had fallen down. Soggy suddenly found himself with the football and nowhere to go, and a whole host of black jerseys on top of him.
And back there now, it's third down and 22 yards as they come out again on the pro set with flankers wide both ways. They're in the T formation. Soggy back. He's going to pass. He has the rush on. Throws a screen pass to the right, and breaking through the interference for a great tackle was Mike Foote. There were two men to take Mike Foote out of the play, and he broke right between them. Mike Foote on one of the great defensive plays of this year. Listen to the hand he's getting. Bud Gibbs, weren't you a defensive end when you played ball?
Yes, I was, Bob, but I never made a play like that one, even in my dreams. That was a tremendous play made over there, and it's one that I'm sure was one that you'll look back on and say is one of the finest ones of the season.
There were two men out there to take Mike Foote out of the play, and he dropped him back on the 34-yard line where it is fourth and 25. That was one of the great plays. Cashman kicks, the crowd quiets as Olds takes it on the run back in his 20-yard line. Charlie Olds to the 25, and he's tackled as he gets to the 30-yard line. He was belted hard down there by Dan Scott, the fullback. So it'll be first and 10 for the Beavers on their 30-yard line, a 46-yard kick. Oregon State leading here by a score of 3-0 with 9:13 left in the third quarter. Beavers out in front on the strength of a second quarter field goal by Mike Haggard. Oregon State out of the slot formation, right of counterplay coming in from the left side. Donnie Summers gets out over the 30-yard line, which is the line of scrimmage, and up to about the 34. A gain of 4 yards. It'll be second down 6 for the Beavers as Jim Snow, left linebacker, made the stop. Snow, a junior from San Diego. Magner also credited with a share of the tackle. Roger Cantlin splitting wide to the right side this time. Slot back formation to the right. Trojans in a 6-2-2-1 defense. Give to Bill Enyard. Big hole. Left tackle. Breaks in the clear at the 40. The 45, the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. He cuts the 25. He fumbles on the 20. The fumble is recovered by USC, but there's a penalty marker on the play. A penalty marker on the play as Bill Enyard almost broke to go all the way. He started back on his 34-yard line. Enyard went all the way to the 20. Now, if this is a clipping penalty against Oregon State, well, let's see what it's going to be. Bud, did that appear to be that to you?
Bob.
It is clipping against Oregon State, refused by the Trojans.
Yeah.
And USC has recovered on their 19-yard line. Well, let's see where they're going to spot the ball. Right on the 19, first and 10 for the Trojans after Bill Enyard rambled for 10, 20, 30, 40, 47 yards. A 47-yard run by Enyart, capped by the fumble. The Trojans have the ball on their 19-yard line. This could be a break that they've been waiting for. Oregon State leading 3-0. Quarterback Steve Sauge asking the crowd for quiet, and again, they comply. Oregon State captain Skip Vanderbilt also asking the crowd to quiet down. Trojans at the line of scrimmage. All right, here's Sauge back to pass. The rush is on. He's back down to the 4-yard line. Steve Sauge down back to the 12-yard line as he went back to pass, slipped and fell. The charging Beaver linemen were in on top of him very quickly. Nelson, Sandstrom, and Jess Lewis. So it'll be second down and 18 yards as he lost, or second and 17. He lost 7 yards on the play. They're back to the USC 12-yard line. Oregon State leading 3-0. Trojans break out to the line of scrimmage now, running out of the pro set with flankers wide both ways. Sauge at quarterback again asked the crowd to quiet. They immediately comply. Sauge inside handoff. Catch the line of scrimmage at the fullback. Scott or O.J. Simpson. It's O.J. Simpson. Simpson did not find a hole of any kind as left tackle Jess Lewis, playing one of his great games, came up from out of nowhere and brought him down at the line of scrimmage on the 12. It is third down, 17 for the Trojans, back deep in their territory. 7:25 left in the third quarter in a great ball game. Bud.
Bob, somebody wants to help the Beavers. The scoreboard down there now shows 4-0 for Oregon State.
I wonder how that happened. The officials point to USC and say timeout. They do have a 4-0 up on the scoreboard, but it is 3-0. 7:13 left here in the third quarter. And I'd like to invite you to see the brand new Minuteman IV tire at your Union Oil service station. This premium tire has concave racing tire design, a concept proved at the Indianapolis 500 race. The new Minuteman IV puts more rubber on the road to allow the tire to run so much cooler, it gives you 40% more mileage than the regular Minuteman IV. So for a ride that's longer, smoother, and safer, get the new Minuteman IV tire from Union Oil. And now let's hear some music direct from the sign of the 76. Trojans have the ball as they break out of the huddle of the line of scrimmage. It's third down, 17 yards for them to go on their 12-yard line. The Trojans this year have been great at getting that big gainer on third down. Bud Gibbs?
Bob, we notice on the sideline, Toby Page, second-string quarterback, is warming up. When Johnny McKay warmed up the second quarterback last week at California, Steve Sauge suddenly came into his full bloom, and the team started to move. We'll see if that happens today.
All right, we have back in punt formation, Cashman, defensive right halfback, Pat Cashman. It's going to be a fake. They hand it back down. They snap back to Simpson, and Simpson is bluffed down as he gets out to the 16-yard line. A gain of only 4 yards for O.J. Simpson, who got the direct snap from center. Ron Boldy brought him down along with Jess Lewis. And so the Trojans now will have third down and 14 yards to go for the first down. Cashman again is back in punt formation. Boy, these uniforms are getting dirty down here this afternoon. He'll kick this time. Gets the boot away. A good, long, high kick. Fair catch signal for by Charlie Oles on the Oregon State 45-yard line, where he stepped out of bounds on the far side. A 39-yard kick from scrimmage by Cashman. And before the Beavers put the ball in play, we'll pause 10 seconds to identify the stations of the Oregon State Football Network.
This is KEX in Portland.
Bob Blackman again here from Parker Stadium. Corvallis, a handoff to Bill Enyart. Slants over the left side, gets tackled standing up after a gain of about 2 yards from the Beaver 45-and-a-half-yard line out to almost the 48. Pat Cashman, the defensive right halfback, brought him down. It'll be 2nd and 8 for the Beavers at that point. And you just carried the ball 18 times now for 121 yards. Beavers running out of the slot formation right. Billy Mann jumps offside and then gets back in time. He was going on too quick a count. Handoff to fake to Summers, give to Enyart, or Priest rather, keeping himself. I'm sorry, Priest kept that ball. These jerseys are getting dirty, Blackburn. And Priest gets up to about the 49-yard line. For a gain of another 2 yards, it'll be 2nd and a very long 6 to go. Again, this left tackle, Willard Scott, teaming up with Jim Snow to bring him down. So the Beavers just shy of the midfield stripe. Oregon State leading 3-0. And a tremendous defensive battle on a mud-soaked field here this afternoon. Beavers breaking up to the line of scrimmage. Again, it's a slot back formation to the right. Bobby Mays is the slot back now. Here goes Priest back to pass. The rush on him. He's going to be jammed and tackled back on the 46-yard line. Steve Priest had no chance either to throw the ball or to get a runaway to the short side, the far side, as Gary Magner and Tim Rosovich ran on him like a streak of lightning. So the Beavers have it 4th down and once again back to about 10 yards to go. Center John Didion up over the ball. John injured last week, but apparently okay this week as he's been in there for every play. A dirty Gary Hauser back to punt. The rush is on. He gets the kick away out of the pocket. A long one. Mike Battle back on the 10. Backs away to the 7-yard line where he takes it. He slants to the near side of the 20. He again runs into one of his own men. And then look at him get gang tackled back there. He's shoved clear back to the 16-yard line. Downfield, center John Didion. Jerry Belcher was down there. Also down there was Donnie Summers. Bobby Mays, also 4th man in on the pack. The ball is put down at the 18-yard line. A 47-yard kick by Gary Hauser, who has really belted some big ones today. He has belted them for 59, 36, 41, 46, and now 47 yards. USC trailing 3-0. The Trojans have the ball. Running out of the flanker formation. Soggy is at quarterback. Back to pass in the cup. Fires the sideline. It's dropped. Right there to catch the ball. He had it in his hands with his splitter, Earl McCullough. But McCullough dropped the ball. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Trojans at their own 18.
Bob, that play showed the definite results of some hard hitting earlier in the game. McCulloch had that ball right in his hands, and he was looking downfield to see who was going to hit him, and that's what caused him to drop the football.
Bob Klein, a big man on the basketball court and on the football field, comes in at the tight end for Bob Miller. High formation, slot right for the Trojans. Soggy at quarterback, goes on a quick count, fakes to Simpson, back to pass, rolling deep, back to pass, may get hit, breaks away, throws the ball down the sidelines. It's out of bounds, I believe. It was caught, but was he inbounds or out of bounds? I'll have to wait to see. It was caught on the far side by Ron Drake. But they are calling it an incompleted pass out of bounds on the far side, so they'll bring it back to the original line of scrimmage, which is on the 18-and-a-half-yard line, where it'll be 3rd and 10. Coming back on the field is Bob Miller, tight end for Klein. Oregon State leading 3-0 on Mike Haggard's 2nd-quarter field goal. A 30-yarder. He missed another one just before the end of the half. Missed a 27-yarder. Trojans, I formation, slot to the left. Beavers in a 6-2-2-1 defense. Linebackers overshifted to the weak side. Here's Soggy back on the draw play to Simpson. He gets hit at the 20-yard line. Coming in to tackle him from the left side was Skip Vanderbunt. Simpson getting forward to the 22-yard line is where the forward progress was stopped. So the Trojans have fourth down and six back deep in their territory. Oregon State's deep three now will be Mark Walatich on the right side, Larry Rich in the middle, Charlie Oles on the left side, as Pat Cashman is back to kick. He has averaged only 32 yards per kick this year, but he has kicked only about three or four times. Good snap from center, good protection. It's a low kick, spinning to the near side on the 50, and fielded just as he caught the ball was Mark Walatich. Getting him was Earl McCullough. And Bud Gibbs, I don't know when. Of course, we've seen a lot of hard-hitting football games. We have seen some vicious tackling today, but clean tackling.
Yes, it has been, Bob. It's just what you want to see. It's two very, very fine football teams at a razor's peak for a big game, and they're out there hitting hard but clean. It's just what you're looking for.
A 28-yard kick. The ball is right on the 50-yard line. The Beavers have it. Slot formation left. Priest is at quarterback against the Trojan 6-2 defense. Donnie Summers on a slant play to the left. Gets over the 50 and down to the Trojan 46-yard line. As the Beavers have been ripping off good yardage through that Trojan line today. Here's the official attendance and absolutely a new record for the state of Oregon for any athletic event. 41,494. All right, the Beavers second and six. Break to the line of scrimmage. Priest to Main, counterplay, left side, hit at the line of scrimmage. May have picked up a yard. His forward progress went to the 45, but he was hit and shoved back to the 46. And they're going to spot the ball at the 46-yard line. Linebacker Jim Snow, who along with Adrian Young, formed the perhaps one of the number one linebacker teams on the coast, stopped him as they have double-teamed many Beaver ball carriers today. So the Beavers have a third down and six on the 46 of USC. Oregon State leading 3-0 in the third quarter. 2 minutes, 44 seconds remaining. Priest fakes, back to pass, rolling to the left, fires one. It's incomplete. He overshot the mark. It was a fullback swing pattern to Bill Enyart going down to the left side, cutting to the far sideline. And so the Beavers are put now in a position of kicking from the Trojan 46. Pat Cashman over to cover on the play. Thanks to Jim Barrett, the athletic director at Oregon State, for not only bringing the governors in today, but bringing in that new record. And does he smile proudly on Edwin? All right, back in the punt formation is Gary Hauser. Boy, this ball game has ripped along fast today. Hauser kicking. It's going to go into the end zone. Gary just doesn't know how to squib kick. He puts that foot in the ball, and off it goes into the wild blue yonder. Well, in this case, it puts the Trojans back in the 20-yard line. 46 yards. Trojans will bring it out first and 10 from their 20-yard line, so it's a net 26. But I believe on the kicks nowadays, they changed that rule a couple years ago to give them full credit on the distance to the goal line on those kicks. So actually, he boomed one out there. It would have been about a 56-yarder otherwise. Trojans I formation, a flanker wide to the far side, is Earl McCullough. Trojans, for one of a few times today, are running out of a balanced line. Beavers in a 7-2 defense. Trojan jumps off on the right side and I believe will be charged. Let's see who did it. Was it the Beavers or the Trojans? Two men jumped off, but it's the Trojans who got it. Mike Scarface, the right guard, jumped too quickly offside. And the Trojans have a 5-yard penalty chalked off against them. Ball is moved back just inches inside the Trojan 15-yard line. The third quarter, 2.5 minutes to go. Oregon State leading USC 3-0. What a fired up ball game this is today. Here goes Soggy back on the halfback draw. Here comes Simpson and he gets spilled coming out to the left side. I believe that dirty number was Simpson and it was Rich LaSalle who brought him down again. Up to the 19-yard line. Let's check those numbers. Scott and Simpson, Soggy and Lawrence, the backfield. Simpson, the deep man in the backfield. The fullback Scott, the first man up. Balanced line of a split or a flanker back wide to the right out of the I formation. Here again is the draw play to the halfback. Simpson spins up over the 20 to about the 23. That was a second down and 11-yard to go play as Simpson had been thrown for a loss of a yard in the previous play. They'd had the 5-yard penalty, so he picked up just a few yards. So they're now third down and seven on the 23-yard line.
Bob, it's certainly easy to see how O.J. Simpson made 54 touchdowns in two seasons of junior college ball down at City College of San Francisco. That's an awful lot of touchdowns, but it's certainly easy to see how he could have done it.
Easy to see how he's the leading rusher in the Coast Conference with better than 1,000 yards, too. Here goes Soggy back to pass. Rushes on. He gets tackled back at the 15-yard line. Ron Boley got him again. Tremendous tackle by Ron Boley. Soggy, here again is the big play. Soggy back to pass, could not find his receivers. He started to the left, and frankly, he had about 15 or 20 yards of daylight. But Ron Boley came in with a great play, made the one-handed tackle, and so the Trojans have it fourth and 14 back on their 16. Pat Cashman is back to kick. Beavers have three men deep. Here's the kick by Cashman. It's a low one. There's a penalty marker. It's caught on the 50-yard line by Walatich. Back to the 40. Down to the 35 where he's tackled at that point. Tackled by linebacker Adrian Young. And no, wait a minute. That's a dirty number. It's Mike Scarface who brought him down. It's an illegal procedure penalty against the Trojans. Refused by the Beavers. Oregon State with the ball. First and 10 as it's marked on the USC 34-yard line. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. A 34-yard kick by Cashman.